Taisus here in Avodah Zarah Daf Hey Amud Aleph is a stira with the rule. We know there's a rule the Gemara in Erevin that Nayach Loi La'adam Shalai Nivra Misha Nivra. The Gemara says that Beisil and Beishamai argued about this for 2.5 years. If Nayach Loi La'adam Shanivra Misha Loi Nivra, and at the end they all agreed that human beings would be better off Loi Nivra better than Nivra. That's what the Gemara says. So there's a problem that there are many Gemaras that seem to contradict it. Taisus says that this Gemara is a contradiction. The Gemara here says, the Gemara says that we have to be thankful to whoever it is. If not for them, we would have never come into the world. If Taisus asks, so we should be upset with them, that because of them we came into the world. And the truth is that the Arishainim that say the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Ve'Em is a mitzvah of Hakaras HaTayv, the Arishainim say Beferish, not like that. But the Arishainim will say that, I think the Ramban and Chumash, that Kibbut Av Ve'Em is a Hakaras HaTayv, your parents bring you into the world. But if Nayach Le'ladim Shalai Nivra Misha Nivra. So what's the Yeshgayach? What's the Yeshgayach that brought you into the world? If we have a Kabbalah that you're better off not being born, better than being born. This is the Kashan. The Novice, it says, Yafesha Achas, B'Tayv Ma'isim Tayv Ba'elam Hazeh, M'kol Chayelam Haba. Also sounds like, Mutav Loi Lodim Shenivra. It sounds like it. And this is the difficulty that Taisus asks. I'd like to share with you another aspect of the Kasha before I come to Rabbi Sol Salanta's letter. There's an interesting aspect to all this, which is good for Sheva Brachas Torah, which everyone's always happy to pick up along the way. There's a Bach. The Bach is in Simen Mem Vav in Arachayim. The Bach asks why we make a bracha Shalai Sani Gai, Shalai Sani Yevet, Shalai Sani Isha. Make one bracha Shasani Yisrael, and you don't have to make three brachas. Why don't you make a bracha Shasani Yisrael? So what's the Bach answer? Obviously, what's our discussion? It says, you can't make a bracha Shasani Yisrael, Nayach Le'ladim Shalai Nivra, Misha Nivra. How can you make a bracha Shasani Yisrael? We have a Kabbalah that you're better off not having been created. What the Bach says. So therefore, the Bach says, we just say Shalai Yisani. Once you made me, you didn't make me a guy in Eved Aisha. The kasha on that is that under the chuppah, why don't we say Shasani Kirtzayne? Shasani Kirtzayne. I guess Shasani Kirtzayne means that he made me in a second rate way. That's what it sounds like, right? Shasani Kirtzayne. Maybe that's it. Well, the women aren't here, I could tell you. The Pashup Shad is that the women have are created into an inferior role. We have a superior role. We have more mitzvahs than women. And they have an inferior role. They have fewer mitzvahs than we do. That's the simple meaning of the bracha. You know, every time it's snowy outside, Shabbos morning, me and my boys, we bundle up and we go out, and my wife and my daughter are sitting there with a hot coffee. And I ask them, why do we say Shalei Asani Isha? You know, like here we are going out in the snow to go to shul, and they're sitting home. So when I leave, I say that. So my son turns to me. He says, no, that's why we say Shalei Asani Isha. Because the Isha, she stays home and drinks the coffee and reads the paper. And we have the mitzvah to bundle up and go to shul. That's our character. It's the achrayis. That's why we make the brach. Now, be that as it may, the kasha on the Bach says, you can't make a bracha Shasani. It has to be Shalei Asani. So the kasha is, by Sheva brachas, we say Yetzer HaAdam. We say it twice. We say a bracha, Yetzer HaAdam. How do you say Yetzer HaAdam? If Nayach Lo Shalai Nivra, Misha Nivra, the Sosem is the Likutim, is this kasha. So we have the kasha, the stiris in Shas, it's Mashma Nayach Lo Shalai Nivra. And then we have the kasha that in the bracha of Yetzer HaAdam, it's Mashma Nayach Lo Shalai Nivra. So this letter of Yisrael Salanter, letter Chav Gimel, is probably the second most famous of the letters in the Ar Yisrael, after his Igeres HaMusar. The Rasul Salanter says that if Hashem created people, it's Noyach Leisha Nivra. If the Rabbi Shalom did it, then it's got to be that the Rabbi Shalom understands it's Noyach Leisha Nivra. What they were arguing about is if the Sechel HaAdam can appreciate it. whether a human being can really appreciate the Yetziras HaAdam. And to that, they came to a maskana that Noyach Loi Shaloi Never. To the person, it doesn't seem worth it. It doesn't seem like it's Kedai. You take the risks of living and the downside of falling and failing, and the upside, it's not Kedai. To me, it's always very confusing, because then the option is not to exist at all. It's hard for me to understand the philosophical question. Like, you ask me if I like vanilla or chocolate, so I can decide. You ask me if I like to be mechuyev more mitzvahs or less mitzvahs, I can decide. The whole argument, if it's better to not exist or to exist, it's hard for me. I can't picture how it would feel to not exist. So it's really a very hard sugya to discuss. I don't know how you and I would argue. Beisham still argue for 2.5 years. But you and I, like, you have to have two options. Like, well, what's the other option? To not exist? The words are hard for me to express. So I leave that to Beisham Yisrael. They argued about it. And they decided, l'fisechel ha'anushi, according to the human intellect, it's not possible to grasp that it's kedai, that it's noyach l'ayshe nivra. So Rav Salanta says, that's why on Shmuis, when the Torah talks about the Sameach and Shmuis, it says, v'shamarta es ha'chukim. They call Shavuos Chukim. Why? Sukkot and Pesach, then a chayk, we're happy because we were saved, we were helped. What happened on Shavuos? We were given the Torah. The Noach Lo Shalei Nivra is the risk, the downside of trying to be mekayim all these mitzvahs, and the downside of failing is great. The downside of failing is great. Every time you daven Shemayin Esrei, now what are the odds that you're going to have kavana the way you're supposed to have kavana? Every, using your time every day you wake up to use your time properly. It's the downside of failure in Kiyum Mitzvahs doesn't seem to be worth the risk. And therefore, they said, Noach Lo Shalei Nivra, and therefore Shvu is Dafka, and that's what he brings from the Chazal, that the Umas HaElam didn't want to accept the Torah, was for this reason. The Umas HaElam said that it's not Kedai, not Kedai. It's better to have 7 Mitzvahs, less upside and less downside. But Shein Kein, you can take whole Tayag Mitzvahs, it's very, very difficult. So Rabbi Sol Salanta's Yisoid answers all the kashas from different sugyas. Because any Gemara that says that it's better to be born is true. Because we have a Kabbalah from the Rabbi Nishalom, it's better to be born. So Chaim Nakar Sataiv, to our parents, because we're born. We have a Kabbalah from the Rabbi Nishalom, it's better to be born. We just don't understand it. If you say Chalei Anushi, we don't understand it. But the Kabbalah from the Rabbi Nishal Olam is that it's Kedai to be born. Now, the Yisoid is really a big Yisoid, because let's say a person would declare, what's better for me? It's better, I'm affirming it, better for me. I should have anything to do with people. I'm not going to get involved trying to help people and chesedim and other things. I'll do my mitzvahs quietly, and I'll stay in my Dalet Amis, and I'll just daven and learn. It's not worth the risk. Anybody who gets involved with trying to help people will eventually offend somebody, or be mevaza somebody, or do something that it's just not worth the downside. It seems to not be worth the downside. The Yisoid, Rabbi Sol Salanta's Yisoid, is that it's worth, even though it seems not to be worth it, it's Kedai. It's Kedai to get involved with people. Even though sometimes you end up hurting somebody, you have to try not to. But it's worth it. It's worth the possibility of doing good is worth the downside. The Divrei Torah, the Mechas Olazim, the Mechas Rebbe asks, how are you allowed to be Megayer somebody? It's Lifnei Iver. He's still going to be Iver and Aveira. Right now he's a Ben Noach. You're going to be Megayer him. He's still going to do an Aveira somewhere along the way. How are you allowed to be Megayer any ger if you know for sure he'll do an Aveira? You're causing an Aveira to come into the world. Now, what do you say to that?
The
Maaseh Tovah that he does will overwhelm it. Even though technically I'm causing him to do an Aveira.
Technically. But you're saving his life.
What?
You're saving his life.
Because I do mitzvahs. So what we're saying is that it's worth it. even though technically I'm not saving his life, yeah, a guy could go to Olam Haba too. Oh, you mean because the 7 minutes he gets misa, that's why we're Megayir him? Hear this, we're Megayir him so that if he steals, he shouldn't be Chayav Misa. Okay, that's very good. So, technically, it seems to be a good kasha. Yeah, but if they even, he does mitzvahs, what's the so what? So why is that not if they either? Why is that not if they either? Is it guaranteed he'll do an Aveiru? We have a Kabbalah, you know, the Sai Bar Sasha is the Tabla Yasta. Is he gonna do an Aveiru somewhere? What? He knows he's taking a chance. But even if he wants to do an Aveiru, I'm not allowed to give it to him. Even if he wants, I'm not allowed to give him an Aveiru.
Why would he bring people into the world?
So that's right. Why can you bring people into the world? Say Mukhayev to the Rosh Hashanah said you're Mukhayev to
that.
What? So it's worth it. And that's what we saw Solante's idea. That it's Kedai. That's his idea. That Lamaisa it's Kedai. That's right. Because he's stuck. The Torah said you have to do it. Torah said you have to do it. So you have to do it. See, David is going with Fisechel Anushi. So Solanta says that the intellect says that's not Kedai. But the Rosham says it is Kedai. That's what we're saying. The Rosham said it's Kedai, even though intellectually it seems to be not Kedai. Rosham says that it is Kedai. So I don't know. What? Usually you don't. Usually you can't. If somebody wants you to help do an Aveira, and it'll cause him also to do mitzvahs, but Stami can't. He can't help him. He's stuck. So I don't know. But every time you raise a child, it's the same thing. You bring a child to the world. So the answer is that Afal Pi Ken, we have a Kabbalah, it's Kedai. The Rabbi Shalom says that it's in the Echlai Shadiva. That seems to be the answer. Now, what? Right? I agree that Rus said it's worth it, and I agree there's a parsha of Geris and Shulchan Aruch, and Lamai said it is that way. Question the technical, the technicalities of it. The technicalities of it is that it seems technically to be an issue. When he makes the Geris, whenever the Bezin stands there and tells him be taibu. No, right then. If you give somebody a Kais Shal Yai to Nazi, but you give it to him. When you over, give a kosher yayin to Nazi. When you over, yeah, you this left over by a guy too. Okay, you're saying that technically there's no tie to the other. Anyway, this is the aside that they all seem to say. What's nice is in Lagabi marriage, it's quoted from the Sas Emes and Imri Emes. All the it seems it's a Gerishtical Torah for Sheva Brachas. That they all said the same idea that really a person is always pessimistic. It's the yiras hachet is so great, the pessimism is so great that it's very hard for a person to see the nechlai shenivra. To get up and say shosani Yehudi is a hard thing to make a bracha. Who sees it? They say a chasen the kala. Some a chasen kala have an optimistic. You remember? They have this optimistic. A view of the world. They're sitting under the chuppah and everything ahead. They're confident. It's all going to be rosy with no bumps on the road. There's certain optimism. The Sfasema says it comes because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel Lo Yakol Avei Naisav. So you have this temporary state, hopefully a more permanent state, of Meichel Lo Yakol Avei Naisav. So it comes along with that, this sense of an optimism, a sense of elikus, that the tzaddik has a sense of elikus, that it's Nayach Leisha Nivra, which is the Emes, which we're not aimed on it. Chas and Kala, when they have this optimism, they're right. They're really aimed on the Emes of the idea of the Ravai Nishalayim, that it's Kedai. So by Chas and Kala, they could say Yitzir Adam, they could say a bracha to thank the Ravai Nishalayim for the Yitzira, and the sense that they have. The only loose piece in this Ari Yisrael is that he is a kasha in the beginning, which is appropriate, so it's almost Hanukkah, that the whole Welt says Somebody's going to tell you this on Chanukah. He's going to say, why is there a mitzvah to eat and drink on Purim and not on Chanukah? Because Purim was a danger to the guf. They were going to kill us. So eat and drink. Chanukah, they just wanted him to start off with Afrumkeit. So therefore, it's just justice. Therefore, it's hallow. So the kasha he is Misati Gibarim Yad Chaloshim. There were physical dangers then also. It was wartime. So Sosalanter asks that there was war also. So it sounds like it's a Gvaldik kasha that he's asking in the beginning that it is that way. So in the end, he writes, this starts with Sasi Biksavya. They found these notes from Sosalanter, they printed it. It's clear that he didn't finish writing it. I don't know if you figured out the ending. How exactly what we're discussing here tonight answers the question. If you want, take it home and figure it out. You still have 2 weeks till Hanukkah to try to understand how it answers the question. I think I maybe have an idea, but I guess I'll leave it. I'll leave it for you to figure out. But anyway, people who stay for Mishmar, definitely it's Noyachle Shenivra, Mishalei Nivra. That's without a question. Okay, Shabbos, everybody.